playoff primer, missed kicks, and playoff problems. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Sunday evening at 7 on Fox Sports Detroit, foxsportsdetroit.com, and the Fox Sports app, the Selection Sunday Show will reveal the qualifiers and pairings for the 44th annual MHSAA football playoffs. For the most part, folks know the drill now is how you qualify. All of those teams with six or more wins, followed by 5-4, 4-3, and 4-4 teams if necessary to fill out the field to 256, will take part. And right now, we'll predict that we'll have a record-setting number of additional qualifiers this year. From there, the 256 teams are ranked by enrollments and broken into divisions of 32 teams each and placed on maps, first drawing the teams into regions of 8, then districts of 4, where they're paired by playoff point average to get the first-round pairings. And it's at this point where folks don't always get it. Here's Andy Freshour from the MHSAA.
Every map every year is a unique puzzle with 32 different dots representing the 32 teams. And because every map is unique, if you went west one year, you might go east the next. Or if you went north last year, you may end up going south this year.
Most games of the first 3 weeks of the tournament will be Friday nights at 7. Although if the two teams are more than 75 miles apart, a Saturday afternoon time is likely. And there are no prearranged sites until the semifinal round of the tournament, regardless of how far the two teams are apart. Our MHSAA.TV game balls this week go out to Jake Jensen of Clarkston, who ran for 2 touchdowns and passed for a third in the Wolves' 24-14 win over Lake Orion, a game you can watch the free archive of right now on MHSAA.TV. And North Muskegon soccer goalie Nick Gerstweiler, who came up with a big save in the 11th, that's right, the 11th round of a shootout, to give his team a 3-2 win over Whitehall in the championship game of the West Michigan Conference Tournament last week. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature dives into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
One of the differences between high school football rules and rules at the collegiate and professional levels deals with punts and missed field goals. Essentially, the place kick is treated just like a punt as it relates to team possession, the goal line, and out of bounds. If either goes out of bounds from inside the field of play, the defensive team takes possession at that spot. If either goes into the end zone, the defensive team may not return the kick. And a missed field goal in high school that goes into or through the end zone, resulting in a touchback, has the defense taking over 1st and 10 at the 20, regardless of the previous spot.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Ever since the first football playoff series in 1975, schools have asked for expansion of the tournament, an insatiable appetite where the results have not always necessarily been in the best interest of educational athletics. The expansion road has been littered with broken up local rivalries and fractured leagues and conferences, which had made a lot of sense, except for the desire to make the playoffs. Going to 256 teams has also made a lot of roadkill out of first-round qualifiers, getting blown out in games that probably should not have taken place, all for the glory of making the playoffs. The only fourth seed I can ever remember getting to the finals was a team that ended up in fourth after having to forfeit several regular season wins. And the gamesmanship by coaches to not play rivals or local opponents for fear of not making the field hasn't diminished much, if at all. So what do I say to those who continue to advocate for continued expansion? When will you get it? Do you really want 512 out of 550 teams in the tournament and those lovely 9-0 versus 0-9 matchups where nobody really wins just so you can say you made the playoffs? The football playoffs are different from all other tournaments where everyone gets a fresh start, and rightfully so. We already have too many teams. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.